Good morning. It's good to be able to just worship God in spirit and in truth. And God is so good because Jay has had his songs, like he said, that the Spirit has laid out for him for a few weeks. And I know when I'm going to preach, and I had my message, and I know the direction that I wanted to go. And this last week, the bulk of my message remained the same, but I just felt God calling the ending in a different direction. And it's not till I got here this morning and we sang the lyrics and the truths and the worship to God that, you know, sometimes he reveals it to us. And so that's exciting, and that's good, and God is good. So, yeah, excited. Couple announcements before we just dive in and get going this morning. Today is Palm Sunday, so that means Easter is 1 week away. And for the last several weeks, I have told you that we want to spend Easter with you. And I'm going to tell you again today that we want to spend Easter with you. And so Friday, Good Friday at 10 a.m., we'll have a live stream service. We're going to reflect and take communion together and just remember what the cross means. And then Saturday, we're going to do a scavenger hunt. And it doesn't matter if you are a household of one or a household of seven, or if you are 70 or not. This is for all of us. We want to just get together and have fun, drive around, solve some riddles, and have a good time. But the catch is you need to register by this coming Wednesday. So if you haven't done that, either call the office or email the office or reach out to myself, Rich, Elena, etc. We're here. And finally, Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, we will be back here live stream again. Now, this last week, there was some news and some shuffling around what it might look like to have some in-person services. Just stay tuned. There's not going to be a lot of change for us. Plan to join us online. Jay talked about COVID-19 this morning, and I'm going to talk about COVID-19 a little bit, because by now, most of us are more than aware that we've been living in a global pandemic for over the last year, and chances are, if you don't know that we've been living in a pandemic for over the year, you actually aren't on this live stream this morning. So we've been living under different restrictions, and we've adapted to several new practices. We've been told daily stats about infection rate and case numbers and symptoms and deaths, etc. Our headlines have been filled with the bad news surrounding COVID-19. This past year, we also watched several other topics take hold in the media. Social justice issues such as systemic racism, human trafficking, and the like, and these very real and very important issues should grieve us as individuals, but also as the local church. Even this last week, there have been several stories about needless instances of violence in our own country, but beyond our borders as well. And then on top of all of this, each of us has our own walk of life, our own journey. We've dealt with our own personal brokenness and hardship that just comes from being human, whether that's a strained relationship, whether that's divorce, loss of a job, loss of a loved one, sickness and health issues. I mean, the list goes on. So I think we can agree when I say we have heard our share of bad news. And that's why this morning I want to just take time and focus on the good news. Here's the catch, though. How many of you know that bad news often precedes good news? Like, if I could see most of your faces this morning, I would ask, how many of you prefer the good news or the bad news first? And most likely, the majority of you would raise your hands and say bad news first. And maybe that's because we want to end on a positive note. But mostly, I think we just want to, like, get the bad news over with. And so this morning, I invite you to journey with me as we look at the bad news first, but finish with the good news. So let me just, like, rip off the Band-Aid and give you the bad news straight. We as humans have stuffed up. In Romans, we read, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that the wages of that sin is death. Each of us are sinners. Each one of us is separated from God eternally because of our own sin. And this is bad news. I listed a ton of bad news just moments ago. Like, we know bad news. We get bad news. There was a study done recently on social media usage and the correlation to bad news in a person's newsfeed. When bad news was removed or reduced, they saw a drastic drop in use. Like, we're conditioned to receive bad news to such a degree that when it's not there, we lose interest. And I think that speaks loudly to the human condition. They've even coined a new term. They call it doom scrolling. Super positive. But let's take it one step further. Maybe, just maybe, you're not quite convinced you are a sinner and that this bad news I'm talking about isn't real. Look, I can't convince you of that. And if Pastor Rich was here this morning, he can't convince you of that either. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. But what I can do, however, is go back to the beginning of this story and give you the framework to meditate on and consider. So we're going to start there, right in the beginning. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And we see this recurring pattern where God creates, and then he calls his creation good. And we get to verse 27, and it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And then it says that God saw everything he created, and behold, it was very good. And moving right along, we see that man was to work the Garden of Eden and keep it. And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Genesis 3. Cue the serpent. There's this entire interaction between Eve and the serpent and Adam and Eve, and I want to just read it in full this morning because I think there's much we can discern and draw from this. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He, the serpent, said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you'll not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate it, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. All right, let's pause here for a minute. Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden. And when the truth was twisted, causing doubt to sneak in, and when temptation came, which, by the way, wasn't from God, because James tells us that God himself cannot be tempted by evil, and he tempts no one, what do? Did they turn to God? Did they bring their doubts to God? Did they run from temptation as fast as they could? No. They contemplated the lie. They contemplated the lie. Then what happens? It starts to look good. The woman sees what's there on the surface instead of trusting God. It says she sees that the tree is good for food and a delight. A delight to the eyes. Man, how many times do we fall into sin because it looks good to our flesh? Honestly, how many? But let's get something straight. The tree itself wasn't sinful or bad. No, we just read and heard that God created, and then he calls his creation good. It's the disregard for God's authority and his design of the creation that was sinful. It was pursuing their own self in disobedience to God's command. See, we have a very real enemy whose goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he plays right to our weakness when he tells Eve that eating the fruit will make her what? Like God. In a perfect world, we desired our own selfishness. We chose ourselves. We chose to worship the creation instead of Creator. There was no sin yet. There was no brokenness. Just this gift of free will that God had given us so that we could respond in love to him out of his love for us. And we took it, and we messed up. And after that, we see the curse of sin enter, and God and men become eternally separated. I told you, it's bad news. No, no, you're thinking, well, maybe. But I thought you said there was good news, too. All right, I did. Here it is. God has been planning our redemption since Genesis 3:15 until Revelation 20. And if you look at your Bible and you go and you pick it up and you grab those spots, there are two chapters before and two chapters after. See, the whole book is about God. And when we understand how holy and righteous and just and loving and merciful and gracious and good and faithful, and can I get an amen because that list doesn't end, then we see how broken and ugly and sinful we are. But the entire book also points to Jesus. And Jesus was and is our Redeemer. See, to redeem something is to buy it back. Jesus is our good news. Earlier, I read a couple verses from the book of Romans, or the letter from Paul to the Romans. And I want to go back to those verses and just kind of read them in their entirety this morning. We're going to camp in Romans. We're going to bounce around a little bit, but it does a really good job of summarizing the good news. And so I encourage you this week, take time and read it from start to end. Paul maps out like our sin and brokenness, and then he also tells us the good news. In Romans 3:23, I read, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That was the bad news. Here's the good news. Verses 24 and 25 say, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. Romans 6:23, I read, for the wages of sin is death. That's the bad news. But the second half of the verse says this, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the good news. In Romans 5:12 to 13, it says, therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all have sinned. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. Romans 5:18, therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Let's keep going. Romans 5:6 to 8, we got some more good news. While we were still weak at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 8:1 to 2. There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Pastor Rich spoke on this last week. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. And finally, Romans 10:9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. See, the good news is that Jesus came and lived a perfect and blameless life on earth. Fully God and fully human. He faced temptation. He had friends who betrayed him. He was beaten and mocked and hung on a cross where he died. And he bore the full weight and full wrath of God for my sin and for your sin. Here's where it gets exciting, though. Death was defeated. Satan doesn't win, and the tomb was empty. Jesus rose from the grave, and you and I don't need to be separated from God anymore should we choose to trust and follow Jesus. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it, but by God's grace, through faith, we receive it. Some bad news and some good news. Now, maybe you're a bit of a skeptic and you're thinking, yeah, but I've been told that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Listen, there's no catch, but there is a cost. Sticking in with our Romans theme, in Romans 12, Paul writes, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And Luke 9:23, Jesus says it this way, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. See, when we accept God's gift of salvation, we should look, sound, smell, and act differently than those who don't know and follow Jesus. Not because hard times don't come, not because there isn't no longer brokenness. No, in the midst of our weeping, in the midst of our mourning, even in the midst of our rejoicing, we understand it in an eternal perspective. We know that Jesus is with us and we have our eyes fixed on him. If we're filled with God's Spirit, the same one that rose Jesus from the dead, then Lord, please let us look different than the sinful and broken world around us, and not out of self-righteousness or religiosity or legalism, but because of God's love for us. We're supposed to pursue holiness. Like, sin should make us uncomfortable. We're to be holy because God is holy. And it will be hard, and it will take work. At times, it will be unpopular, and it might not even make sense. But that's why knowing the scriptures and being rooted in biblical community and spending time in prayer with God are so important. I might even be so pointed as to say these three things are probably non-negotiable. Like, if you want to walk in obedience, if you want to pursue holiness, if you want to renew your mind. It's pretty hard to renew your mind if you don't think on and pray through the Word of God. You will not carry your cross far if you try to do it in your own strength. We live in a world full of bad news. For most of us listening today, at some point we probably have heard the good news. But maybe this morning, you've been listening to the bad news so much lately that you've taken your eyes off Jesus and you do feel hopeless. Friend, right here this morning, I just want to pray with you. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you might abound in hope. And maybe this morning you've been isolated from biblical community for so long that you've wound up struggling with habitual sin. Let me remind you, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Confess your sin to God. Ask for forgiveness. And then by the strength of the Holy Spirit, walk in repentance. Call up a friend and tell them. Tell them what you're struggling with. And don't journey alone. Maybe this morning you've forgotten that we do have a very real enemy. And you've been listening to the lies that he's been whispering to you. Put on the full armor of God. Go and study Ephesians 6. He's not all powerful, and he's not all knowing, and he's not all present. He's a mimicker and a mocker. And although we continue to battle now, God gives us the tools and the power and the strength we need to do that. You have authority in the name of Jesus to remind Satan that he has been defeated and that you walk in victory as a son or daughter of the King. Maybe this morning you've been striving and you're tired. Man, you can't earn your salvation. You can't be good enough on your own. Nothing you achieve will make Jesus love you more. You're saved by grace through faith so that none may boast. Give yourself permission to rest. Lay those burdens at his feet. Remember God's gift of Sabbath. And take time away from the addiction of busyness and hurry and just simply delight in and be with God. Maybe this morning you've forgotten how exciting the good news can be. Like, so many of us know the good news, but there's a difference between knowing and knowing. Romans 1:16 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Church, we need to challenge ourselves to share the good news, especially now when there's so much bad news surrounding us. We can't keep it to ourselves. We've been commanded to go and make disciples. We've been told to love God and love our neighbor. There is nothing that will get you more hyped for the good news than seeing someone hear the gospel and respond. Because it's about eternity and it's about Jesus. Or maybe somehow you're on this live stream this morning and you are that person who's never heard the good news. Maybe you have heard it and you don't think that it applies to you or that it's real, or you just have so many questions. Hear me out. You don't need all of the answers before coming to Jesus. And you don't need to get your life in order before asking him to be the Lord of your life. Take a step of faith this morning and just pray. You know, we read it, believing in our hearts and confessing with our mouth. Like, Jesus, I don't have all the answers, but I know bad news. And I hear you're the good news. Come into my life, I trust you. Help me know more about you. Forgive me of my sin. And if that was you, like, tell someone. Tell someone you know or trust. And if you don't know anyone else walking with the Lord, then, you know, call the office. We'd love to talk with you. Jason and the team are just going to play one more worship song in full this morning. And then Pastor Rich will close us out. But before that happens, like, don't tune us out. Don't be distracted. Don't think about your to-do list. Just stay in this moment with God. And while we sing and while we worship, just lay your hands out before him. I invite you to. Because chances are you've been carrying some weight and you've been carrying some baggage. And it's time to remind yourself of the good news. Just allow the Holy Spirit to fill you. I don't pretend to know what each one of us is walking through, but I'm here to remind you that you don't have to do it alone. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Would that resonate with you this morning? Would you meditate on that this week? As you prepare for Easter, let's pray. God, for most of us right now, life is hard. And there are some of us that are walking closely with you and life is hard. And there are some of us that are walking closely with you and life is actually full of joy. But God, in the midst of us, in the midst of it, you want to walk with us. You want to journey with us. You want to transform us. You want us to know you because you love us. God, help us to remember that. Help us to put life and the things we go through in perspective of eternity. Not that it's not hard, not that it doesn't come, but Jesus, that we have hope, a living hope in you. That we have joy and peace and we're not overcome by our thoughts and emotions. Holy Spirit, in each and every person's home, wherever they are, would you meet them and would you fill them? God, we don't just need your omnipresence with us. God, we need your manifest presence, your power in our lives. And that's felt hard because we haven't gathered together much in the last year. Help us to push through the awkward and just receive you. Help us to lay down who we are and receive you. God, would you just write on our hearts and minds your truth today, and when everything else fall away. I thank you for the opportunity to worship. I thank you for the opportunity to preach the word. Jesus, in these next few moments, would you meet with us? Would you change us? But more than anything, would you be glorified? And we ask this in your holy and powerful name. Amen.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted. Let rescue begin. Come find your mercy. O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't hear. And earth has no sorrow that heaven can't hear. Let's sing that again. Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, the rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. And earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame, and all who hope for the hopeless and all those who stray. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary and a rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can cure. So lay down your burden. Find your mercy, O sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
What a great morning. As we celebrate this week throughout heading into Easter next weekend, Let's not get tired of that wonderful, powerful story. The story of Jesus' love for each of us and his grace and his mercy extended towards us. So have a great week and be blessed and be filled with joy and peace as you celebrate this, again, this momentous moment in history when Jesus met the earth and touched our lives. Let's pray. God, bless each person online today, God. Again, fill them with joy and peace throughout this week. And God, help us to celebrate again the wonderful story where you came to earth and you laid your life down for each of us. And God, we thank you, we bless you, and we are looking forward, God, to your work in our lives in the days ahead. Be blessed, Jesus, in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. So, folks, have a great week. If you're a rostered member of the church, please check your email in the next 10 minutes or so. And over the next little while, let's just finish the work of the AGM. But again, everyone, be blessed. Look forward to being with you next weekend with all the stuff that's going on. It's going to be awesome. Take care. God bless.